I'm David Martin Davies, and coming up on The Source, San Antonio College is marking its 100th anniversary this year, celebrating a long history intertwined with the city's growth and evolving educational needs. Over the past century, SAC has served generations of local students, many of whom were first in their families to attend college, while also working full-time jobs, taking classes, running households, and just trying to survive. The school now enrolls more than 20,000 students, offering associate degrees, workforce certificates, and transfer programs in disciplines ranging from liberal arts to healthcare, business, and cybersecurity. What does SAC mean to you? Were you able to find your path on that campus? This is a community conversation. We want to hear from you. Call in at 833-877-8255. That's what's coming up on The Source, but first, this news.
Support for The Source podcast comes from UT Health San Antonio, South Texas' largest academic research institution, where what is discovered in its labs translates into life-changing patient care. More at uthealthsa.org.
A big thank you to Tracy Humbert for donating a 2004-150 to Texas Public Radio. Fall is here, and so is the opportunity to make a difference. Consider donating your unwanted vehicle to TPR. It's free, and your gift might be tax deductible. Visit tpr.careasy.org to get started.
Live from the John L. Santico studio in downtown San Antonio, this is The Source from Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. This year, San Antonio College, better known to many of us as SAC, turns 100 years old. For a century, this community college has opened doors to higher education, training teachers, nurses, welders, community leaders, and thousands of first-generation students who have gone on to shape this city. Today, we're taking a look back at SAC's remarkable story, how it started, how it's grown, and what's next, and for the next 100 years, what it might hold. And joining this hour, we're with Dr. Francisco Solis, the president of San Antonio College. And Dr. Solis, welcome to The Source.
Thank you for having me.
And you can join the conversation. Give us a call, 833-877-8255. Email us at thesource@tpr.org. What does San Antonio College mean to you? Did you take classes at SAC? How did that change your life? For many of us, including myself, it was very important. It was a huge life changer being able to find a path at San Antonio College and move forward with that. And we'd love to hear your story, 833-877-8255. So let's start off with a little bit of history, Dr. Francisco Solis. Tell us about how San Antonio College came to be.
Sure. So the history begins really in 1921 with then president of UT, Dr. Flan, and he's sitting with his deans thinking how they can increase the enrollment at the University of Texas at Austin. So it's, again, 1921. There are 90,000 citizens in San Antonio, and it looks like the perfect opportunity to increase enrollment at UT. There's a problem, though, and that is cost and the time. And so then comes the birth of the extension colleges. And one happens in San Antonio, one is in Fort Worth, and one is in Houston. And so in 1925, the San Antonio College opens under the auspices of the University of Texas. In fact, the faculty and the administrators are hired directly through UT. The idea is that students would go through rigorous curriculum, and it would mean direct enrollment then into the University of Texas. And it would lessen the amount of time students would have to spend up at UT and decrease the cost as well. And so we have the birth then of San Antonio College, Junior College of the University of Texas at Austin.
So it was conceived as a feeder school to UT Austin, but then as education needs changes, as Texas changed, the school changed.
So absolutely. 1 year later, the Attorney General rules that it's unconstitutional to have the feeder school, the extension school. And so San Antonio College then moves under the auspices of the San Antonio Independent School District, where it is for the next 19 years until the formation of the Alamo College's district with the taxing authority, and then begins really the Alamo College's birth, which is now celebrating 80 years.
And we can see like where the locations for these schools sort of tell the story as well.
Absolutely. I don't know if you've ever heard of San Antonio College referred to as Maine High School. The reason for that name is that it was in fact located where Maine High School in 1925 was, and that was where Fox Tech stands now. That was the one public high school open at the time.
Yeah, it was everyone in San Antonio went to that one particular high school.
Maine High School on Main Street.
And hard to imagine that now. And so, but then it continued to grow. And the astonishing story of San Antonio College is that how it grew as San Antonio grew. Mm-hmm. San Antonio may have grown because of, you know, you got to think about the relationship between the two. We've always had this paradox in San Antonio where we hear we need workers, we need a trained workforce, and yet there were, you know, where do you do that? How do you provide that? What are the opportunities? And San Antonio College has been the one who's saying, that's us. We're going to do that job.
Absolutely. You know, so in the early years, partnering with our sister college, St. Philip's College, we're offering really the first into the technical educations. And if you think about it, the career workforce and even those titles are new to the vernacular, or new to the vocabulary for higher education. You know, if you think about the universities, they were resistant almost to talk about workforce programs. And so San Antonio College and the Alamo Colleges and our sister colleges have been involved in workforce for over 60 years, workforce programs.
So I'm going to get a caller, and we put out a call. We do mm-hmm. want to hear from our listeners about how San Antonio College has impacted your lives. I think these stories are significant. They're important. They're critical to hear. And the number to call in is 833-877-8255. Let's go to Deirdre. And Deirdre, you're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, and you sound great. Go ahead.
Hi. In 1988, I dropped out my junior year of high school. I dropped out of high school and took a GED, started going to San Antonio College. I found my people there. I found professors who were Hispanic, who looked like me, who could relate to me. I transferred to UTSA after that, and I've been an attorney for almost 30 years now.
Where do you think you would be if there wasn't a San Antonio College?
I cannot even imagine. I'm at a loss for words. I don't know. I would be at a job that I probably did not feel fulfilled at. I'm now a prosecutor for the city of San Antonio in the Assault Unit Division. And every day I get to touch the lives of people who have been victimized and defendants who need help in learning how to cope with everyday struggles in life that has gotten to be overwhelming for them. So I'm able to help both sides of that equation.
Deirdre, thank you for calling in. I think your story is really impactful and important, and it tells us so much. Thank you.
You know, David, in this role, I get to take the SAC story across the city, across the state, and across the nation. And almost every time I speak, there's an individual waiting to share their SAC story with me. You know, I can start to see them in the corner of my eye, and they're not going to leave until they've shared that story. And it's much like Deidre's story. It's always about the time a faculty member or staff member took the student aside and turned what would seem like a very ordinary moment into an extraordinary moment and really changed the trajectory of the life of that individual. Just this morning, I was meeting with former Ambassador Prado and a young student, Josiah Rodriguez, who serves as our Alamo College's trustee. And to listen to those two individuals with 50 years difference of being on our campus, and yet their stories are so much alike. They both come from impoverished families who really SAC is changing their life.
And to think what Deirdre told us, think about all the potential that would have been wasted mm-hmm. if people didn't have the second chances or third chances, maybe mm-hmm. even fourth chances for some of us that we didn't have because the San Antonio College wasn't there. Because it is there, we're able to have potential meet opportunity and growth and develop and be able to go on, become community leaders, people who serve San Antonio and make the city a better place. The investment in creating and the foresight in creating San Antonio College, and it wasn't always easy because we had plenty of artificial barriers put up here in San Antonio towards higher education, but being able to challenge that, meet that, beat that with the development of SAC has really paid so many dividends in lives, changing lives, creating strong families, and also making San Antonio a successful city. We want to hear more stories. How did San Antonio College impact you? What is your SAC story? The number to call in is 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. We're going to go for a 1 minute break and we'll be right back.
Support for this podcast of The Source comes from Texas Mutual Insurance Company, a workers' compensation provider committed to rewarding policyholders who keep their workers safe and losses low. More at texasmutual.com/TXM Advantage. Texas Mutual. Texans get it.
You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonio College, also known as SAC, was founded in 1925 as University Junior College under the administration of the University of Texas. It had 232 students at the time, but it has grown a lot since then, and it has become a part of the Alamo Colleges. It serves the city. It does provides classes for higher education in liberal arts, but also in job training. It has changed lives. It is a place where people find their people, as Deirdre told us in the previous segment, but also you find your own path. What is your story for San Antonio College? How did it impact you? 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. Let's go to Heather on the phones. And Heather, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for calling in, Heather.
Good. I wanted to share my story. I graduated from high school in 2004, and for various different reasons, I barely got by and never thought that college would be in my future. And I found and was attracted to SAC at first. I didn't really have the confidence to go for the classes, but it was their liberal arts classes that kind of brought me. And I got into it, met some incredible artists and professors.
And did we lose the call? Hang on a second. And okay, we fixed that. Okay, we're trying to get you back. Heather, you're back on. Okay, you met some incredible artists.
Yeah, I met some incredible artists and people, and they encouraged me that I could go a long way in many different careers. I kept up. I was one of those seven-year students, and I know that's discouraging for a lot of people, but it got me through a lot, and I eventually transferred to Texas A&M University, San Antonio. I got my bachelor's there, eventually got my master's. Would not have been able to do it without the dual credit enrollment programs that they offer for their feeder four-year university transfer schools. And from there, I am now a licensed professional counselor, and I treat underserved populations throughout San Antonio and give back to my community, and I would not have been able to do it if I didn't have the confidence that was instilled in me at SAC.
Thank you, Heather, for that story.
That's a great story, Heather, and I'm so glad you're out there helping people and you found your confidence there. Dr. Francisco Solis, president of San Antonio College, talk about that. You have people, they went through the high school system in San Antonio. Sometimes the high school system is not that great. We need remedial training, but also confidence building, and people like Heather go through that.
Yeah, you know, in this role, I've been able to take our SAC story across the city, the state, and sometimes the nation. And Heather's story and Deidre's story is more common than uncommon about our SAC students. And really, it's about making that connection with a faculty member or a staff member who takes what would look like a very ordinary moment and makes it an extraordinary moment and really changes the trajectory of that student's life. And so we hear stories like this all the time about the great work that our faculty and staff are doing to create an inclusive environment for our students right in the center of downtown San Antonio.
But, you know, the journey is not easy, particularly if you're coming from a community where you haven't been dealt in. Mm-hmm. And so maybe you went to a high school or had a family experience where you were never encouraged to pursue higher education or to do a whole lot with your life. Mm-hmm. And so it's not easy for people to step into a new environment and say, okay, I want this. I don't know how to do it. I know it's going to be tough. But then having advisors and nurturing professors, fellow students who are going to bring you along the way, is that something that you think SAC provides?
Absolutely. You know, 25% of our students on campus are first gen, meaning they're the first in their family to attempt college. Having the supports that we do, a first-gen program, the numerous activities that we have, we know that students who make at least one connection on campus are more likely to finish. We also are moving this now into the high schools because we know students who attempt at least 6 hours in high school of dual credit are far more successful than those that don't. So establishing those ties early on to SAC and introducing SAC, but then once they're on, creating a real atmosphere. I mean, I think it's one of the comments I hear most about San Antonio College is that students didn't expect the support that they have through our advocacy centers, but also just those connections in student life. And I think those clubs are so important in the work that they do to help our students feel welcome, as well as the work that each member of the faculty and staff does.
Let's go to Patricia on the phones. And Patricia, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you for having me. I just want to continue what the president was saying about the first gen, because I am a first gen college student. I didn't have any family members to help guide me as I graduated here in San Antonio and going into the UTSA system. And it was very overwhelming that first semester that I ended up going to SAC just to kind of get my feet wet and just have a more intimate classroom environment. It also helped me because there were more classes available. And had it not been to be able to go back to SAC, I wouldn't have been able to enroll in like the 2+2 program that allowed me to get my bachelor's and also my master's and open a private counseling company to employ others here in San Antonio. But I'm a nationally certified therapist and able to help in our community for those that need that type of mental support. The other thing that SAC provided to me, I was able to utilize military benefits that my father had to be able to work and have a job, the work study program, to help me get through college also. So I absolutely am so grateful to the Alamo College community because, again, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. Thank you.
Well, Patricia, thank you so much for calling in and telling us that fantastic story. And you put in the effort, you put in the work, but having San Antonio College there, you know, provided the framework for you to do that. And Dr. Solis.
Yeah, you know, earlier, I'm sorry, I mentioned that 25% were first gen. Actually, it's 47. 25% of our students are parenting students, though, right? And about 80% of our students are also part-time. So we know that they're working. We've got to create schedules, and we've got to respond to the students and their needs, holding classes when they need them. Our enrollment online courses, right, is at 25%. It's an integral part of the total picture to be able to meet all students' needs, right? And so we're focused really on how we create an environment that all students are successful in.
I'm going to ask you about this Hispanic-serving institution issue. We saw that the Trump administration, Department of Education, announced it would end discretionary grant funding for Hispanic serving institutions. They claimed it was discriminatory and had set up, you know, quotas and things. So that is absolutely not true. That is not what being designated a Hispanic serving institution is. Can you talk about what it means and how important is it and what does it mean that this grant has been lost?
Sure. Well, first the designation. What does the designation mean? It means you have to have a certain population of Hispanics students on your campus and as well a certain number of students in financial aid as part of that. What I know about San Antonio College is whether you call us a Hispanic serving institution or not is that we serve a population of largely 70% Latino population. I'm so proud that we mirror almost number for number the demographics of Bexar County. That's important as a community college what we do. What it's meant to us, though, let's not talk about it really in terms of institutions, but what it means to our students. And so somehow we've been saying, or the much of the dialogue has been about a loss to the institutions of these funds. We need to really talk about what a loss it's been to our students. Also, this idea that somehow these grants are written for a population. And really what we do is, what we've learned is by lifting all students, right, and targeting those populations that aren't meeting those metrics and designing programs for those students, we lift all students. You know, some of those metrics that you talked about earlier, a student was mentioning the number of hours to completion. We have the hours now down to completion at about 67 hours, meaning students are able to complete at SAC, transfer with more opportunity to carry more financial aid into their next institution. And so what we know is that these programs, largely supported through the HSI funds, are responsible for the increases in metrics that we've made, which named San Antonio College as the best community college in the nation. That wasn't chance. That was because of the good work that we've done at San Antonio College through programs like our HSI funding.
Well, how much was lost at SAC through that loss of grant? Or can you talk about that? We now have, well, Representative Tony Gonzalez today, he's in the Washington Post, being quoted as that he wants these grants restored because he finds them to be that this is essential for serving communities, not because of, you know, meeting a quota, but because this is where people are. And typically these are people who, you know, we need to serve them, and they need wraparound services, and we need to make accessibility, meaning affordability, has got to be part of the equation.
So right now we haven't had a loss at San Antonio College because our grants were so well written, right? And so they, while targeting this population, it also met the greater need of our college. And so what does worry me is what happens beyond this year. We know this is just the first step. What other targets will come about from this administration?
All right, let's go to another caller, Roger. And Roger, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Yeah, how you doing? I just wanted to say that I'm currently a student at San Antonio College, and I'm a non-traditional student with many years between high school and college, and with all of the different resources available on campus, it makes the transition a lot easier and less anxious.
What are you studying, Roger?
Actually, I'm going to be a math teacher.
That's awesome. We need more math teachers, particularly people who have real-life experience. So that's incredible. Thank you, Roger, for calling in. Can you talk about Roger's story?
Sure. Let me talk about some of the support. So through Alamo Books, we ensure that all students begin class with their books on day one. Imagine a nursing program where some of the books are $350, right? And so with this program, students walk into class and have all their books e-version. The other is our dedication to our students through Alamo Advocacy. So in our advocacy centers, which are across the campus, our students can go into the advocacy center and use the grocery store there and shop twice a month with their ID. They can go every day and pick up a grab-and-go snack because we know that students who are hungry can't eat. There's clothing closets available for them, and we provide mental health. There's also access to emergency aid, so we can help cover their rent expenses, their water bills, their electric bill gets turned off. We have direct access, and through this program can fund those. All kinds of aids to our students that weren't around, say, 20 years ago.
And so without these types of wraparound services, mm-hmm. Because I know when I was at San Antonio College, none of that existed. Mm-hmm. I would go for days without eating mm-hmm. in order to survive and get through, you know, and make it through the week. And it was very difficult. It was challenging. And sometimes mm-hmm. you just couldn't, things fell apart.
Yeah, you know, the Advocacy Center at San Antonio College was the brainchild of two faculty members, Dr. Tiffany Cox and Lisa Black, who realized that our students needed about $550 at the end of the semester to try to get through. We also participate in the National Hope Survey, which tells us that unplanned financial interruption of $500 is the amount that takes the student out of the classroom. You know, for some people, that's a set of new tires. That's a missed payroll. You know, you have to take your car in for something. And so,
well, you think about the investment, you right. know, by not having a student derailed by the lack of that funding, then you're able, that person is able to continue on and become a really outstanding member of society and have that urge to pay back. They recognized how they were rescued by mm-hmm. San Antonio College.
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes, you know, individuals say, how can I give back? Help us set up a scholarship for $500 for our students. That helps.
We're going to talk more about that. Also more about the celebration of the centennial for San Antonio College, the events, the themes, what is going on moving forward. And we're going to get Gabriel and Kristen on the air with their San Antonio College stories. And when we come back from the break, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. The Source continues after this. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. 100 years, a century of service, San Antonio College, helping people help themselves improve their lives. Many people decide, I need to go back to school. I'm not happy with the job I have now. I'm not happy with my path now. I want to find a new path. But how do you change paths? You have to have investment. You have to have places where people can go. You have to have people there who know how to help you. And that has been happening for a century with San Antonio College. We're joined by Dr. Francisco Solis, president of San Antonio College, talking about this celebration of a century of SAC. But also we're hearing these incredible stories of people here in San Antonio who were able to take advantage. They put in the hard work. They did the sweat equity. But without the framework that allowed them to find a new launch pad, where would they be? And they are able to now serve San Antonio and be great citizens. We appreciate that. The number to call in to tell your story, 833-877-8255, 833-TPR-TALK. Let's go to Christian. Christian, you're on the air.
Hi, I hope you can hear me well. Yeah, I just wanted to share a little bit of my story. I'm sorry. So I currently go to UT San Antonio. I'm a political science major over here. However, upon graduating high school, it was Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas, that I had originally gone to. I'm a political science major over here at UT. I was a political science major at Southwestern. I'm really interested in municipal government in San Antonio. Southwestern University, the 2 years that I spent there were really beneficial towards that end. I was able to work on Beto O'Rourke's gubernatorial campaign on Southwestern's campus. That was a lot of fun. Beyond that, I got to study abroad in London. I did an academic internship out there. Eventually, though, and I also was able to do a study abroad in Mexico City, and this was an additional layer just to my education in general. But Southwestern, as it turns out, you know, it costs a lot of money. And me and my mom have this agreement where she will take out a certain amount of loans for me to go to school. But later on in my professional career, ideally, I'm paying her back for that money. We decided that leaving Southwestern and finding an institution that is more close to home and more capable of getting me prepared for a potential career in municipal government. I'm not sure where my career might eventually take me. But coming back to San Antonio wound up being my new target. And San Antonio College helped facilitate that tremendously. It helped me stay in school upon transferring out of Southwestern and trying to get into UTSA. And yeah, San Antonio College made the process incredibly easy. I was able to go to Northeast Lakeview campus. I love that campus. It's a beautiful campus. Everyone on staff over there is just an extraordinary individual. I could tell just by the one, I was there only one semester, mind you. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, only one semester. Yeah. Just from that short amount of time before I came to UTSA, I realized that, man, this is an insane gift of an institution that my city just happens to have for me. I'm so thankful for it, and that's really the majority there. Like, I feel like I have gone lots of different places, and San Antonio College just helped facilitate exactly what I was looking for out of my education. And so, yeah, thank you.
Okay, well, Christian, thank you for that. Appreciate that story. So San Antonio College is part of the Alamo College District, five college system serving the greater San Antonio area, and has lots of, you know, it does a lot of that. So you can talk about that, Dr. Solis.
Sure. You know, I'm so proud to partner with my colleagues at the other institutions. Together, we've have 87,000 students, but we have one moonshot, and that is to end poverty in San Antonio through training and education and partnering with community partners to ensure that.
And moonshot is with a capital M. That is the name of the program.
Yes, you know? Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's very direct. It's purposeful. It's been thought through. It does exist to help to accomplish that incredible goal of ending poverty.
Absolutely. And what we know is that no one person, no one institution is going to change the poverty level in San Antonio. But combined, we can create a cradle-to-career atmosphere where we're all partnering with the same intent, and that is to get our students through college into the workforce or to transfer institutions. And I think San Antonio College and the Alamo Colleges is on target in accomplishing that task.
And so Cradle, I mean, we have pre-K for SA. It's right. All part of it. These are links in a chain. And when we talk about something, as it may sound mundane, we're trying to get a workforce, you know, but actually what it's about creating quality of life for people in San Antonio and so that they can raise their families with stability and security and being able to escape the cycles of trauma and, you know, really create a lifestyle that everyone would can celebrate.
And it's about talking and establishing a college-going culture from the beginning, not starting at 10th grade or 11th grade, but really, you know, inspiring every child to think about their future and where they want to be, and accomplishing that through higher education. Through the Alamo Promise today, no student enrolled in a high school in San Antonio should not be thinking about college. Alamo Promise has made that possible for every student to be thinking about college.
Let's go to Gabriel. Gabriel, you're on the air. Thanks for calling in.
Hello, this is Gabriel, and thanks for having me, Dr. Solis, and thank you. I forget your name, Mr. Announcer.
Dave,
just wanted
this
to
call me Dave.
My Ready to Work program has provided me a transition from a profession that kind of made me obese, and now it's now an active work. It's Ready to Work, and it's joined the sterile processing program. And San Antonio College, St. Philip's, and all the personnel there did a wonderful job of coming, spurring me on to change careers and, of course, to help me with my health and everything, the gym, the facilities, and everything's all geared to help the students succeed. I had another question as a half Apache myself, and it doesn't seem I've been searching to see if San Antonio College has some sort of, with a $100,000 centennial donation with Boeing, maybe you can use some of that to sponsor some help for indigenous populations here in San Antonio or throughout Texas. I don't think there is a liaison office in San Antonio College that does that. And I'll just leave it at that San Antonio College is a great place, and anybody who does it needs to do a Ready to Work program. It's really simple. Put in the paperwork, put in the work, and you'll succeed.
All right, Gabriel, thank you for that, and thank you for bringing up indigenous people and how we can support them here in San Antonio. Appreciate that. Dr. Solis, these are tough times, and talking about DEI in America, and we see an administration that is not open to that. As a matter of fact, they're very punitive when we talk about these issues, but there are ways to do that now still.
Well, there are ways to continue to help students through scholarships, right? We have a strong foundation that helps us with that. You know, when you look at the total amount of students on financial aid and how the foundation helps us, and the number of contributors across the city that help us establish scholarships where students at need is the basis, right? And so, again, no individual, indigenous or not, should not be thinking about the Alamo Colleges as a way we'll create a financial packet to make this a success.
All right, another caller. Let's go to Bonnie. And Bonnie, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I am praising the Alamo Community College District as a whole. I am a graduate of St. Philip's, and I was able to finally get in my vocational nursing certification because of the education I got there. And I got that education through an educational service agreement with the Army. And I was able to attend classes and clinicals at St. Philip's while on active duty and drawing a paycheck. And being the military city USA, that could probably only happen here. And I went on to further my education and have a great career. And it was all because of the college district being willing to work with the military. Thank you.
Well, Bonnie, thank you. And St. Philip's College, I mean, they've been around even longer than San Antonio College, established in the 1890s. But and that's always worthy of celebration. Can you talk about, you know, how helping veterans, people in the services?
Sure. So we're all creating on-ramps, if you want, and opportunities for our members who are serving in the military for the evaluation and assessment of that learning into service prior credit, and so that they come in with some credits earned for their military work. I think that, you know, the story here, too, is how all of the Alamo Colleges work together. You know, through now that each of the campuses has a nursing program, and we're able to offer them a baccalaureate degree at San Antonio College as they complete that nursing journey. So we really have the scaffold, if you want, from a CNA program to an LVN to an RN to the BSN degree. And it's because of the collaboration of my colleagues across the district.
Taking another break. We're going to come back. We'll continue discussing San Antonio College, 100 years of service in San Antonio. We're with Dr. Francisco Solis, president of San Antonio College. You can call in with your questions and comments, your story about how did it impact you, 833-877-8255. We really want to come back and talk about the celebration of the centennial. And about how, what are the themes of this celebration, and how is this is going to be used as a launching pad to create a sustainability, allow people who have these incredible stories, they say, I want to give back. Well, how can you give back? We're going to talk about that when we come back from the break. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio. Stay with us. You're listening to The Source on Texas Public Radio. I'm David Martin Davies. San Antonio College played an important role in my life. It helped me get established after washing out in several different ways in life, and took some journalism courses, took some broadcast courses, art courses, history courses. Anything you got there, I took it, just trying to figure out who I wanted to be and where I wanted to go. Thank goodness, you know, they didn't kick me out after 2 years and just let me figure it out on my own. Lots of people have similar stories. We love to hear them. The number is 833-877-8255. Let's go to Stephen. Stephen, you're on the air.
Hi, thanks for putting me on. I just wanted to say I graduated from local high school in 1971 and went straight to UT Austin and transferring over to the architecture department. Interestingly, on third year of architecture department, we started accepting students that graduated from the architecture department at SAC in their third year. It was our third year, and I got to admit, those guys just were drawing circles around us. I mean, they were, you know, the kind of education was happening at the architecture department at SAC was phenomenal. And so I was so impressed by that. After graduating, I ended up teaching at SAC as an adjunct professor at in the architecture department for 24 years. And the experience was just A+. I wouldn't trade it for anything.
All right. Thank you for that story, Stephen. We appreciate that. So How is San Antonio College celebrating its centennial, Dr. Solis?
Yeah, so we've had a number of events already. You can go to the website also to look at the calendar, alamo.edu/SAC/SAC100. But our focus really is to celebrate San Antonio College in the community. We kicked it off with a Founders Day event. We had over 2,000 people come up to our campus and visit with us. We'll close the year with a gala and a celebration. We're attempting to raise $1 million. I'm happy to say that at our kickoff, we already have $500,000 of pledges towards scholarships, and this is all for scholarships. And throughout the year, we'll have a number of distinguished speakers. We're also bringing celebrations across the campus to a number of programs. Our nursing program celebrating 60 years in the community. Our architecture program just had a centennial event where they had over 40 participants from different firms who hosted 90 of our students on their firms for the day. And really, I was amazed. I always ask this question when speakers come, but how many of them had graduated from our San Antonio College program? I was surprised by how many of those architects and engineers in the room had graduated from San Antonio College. So it's really, I hope that the community feels that our centennial is for them, right? It's celebrating San Antonio and the deep connection. Over 500,000 students have walked through our halls in the past 100 years.
How do those students, particularly like the stories we've heard this afternoon, mm-hmm. and they said, you know, they had tough times, SAC was there for them, now they're doing better in life, they're doing all sorts of incredible things for the city. How can they give back?
Sure. So one, they can come share their story with us, right? I think that anytime an individual has a story that someone else can identify with helps. So it helps get the word out about San Antonio College. Also, if you're inclined, you can donate. You can go to the website and make a contribution towards our scholarship. Maybe you have an opportunity now to do that and help one student with a scholarship for one semester that'll help them get to the end. So really, it's a great opportunity to use the website to do that.
And so what aspects of SAC's past are you think are under-recognized in the community and they needs to be brought up?
Honestly, I don't think it's under-recognized. I think the San Antonio College and the impact we've had in San Antonio is all over. There's a connection all the time. It's hard to have a conversation in San Antonio. Recently, I was in an Uber. We were getting close to the college, and the driver said, oh, you work here? And I said, yeah, I do work here. And he said, if it wasn't for Jeff Hunt, I wouldn't be in graduate school today. And so those stories are all around San Antonio. I just hope people will share them right now in this great moment in our history and in the history of San Antonio.
So historically, how has SAC's student population changed over time? I know that because the realities of growing up in San Antonio in the South in the early days at San Antonio mm-hmm. College, it was a segregated school. I know that James Laughlin was extremely aggressive in trying to integrate San Antonio College, and he welcomed African-American students to campus and was one of the first colleges in Texas to do so. And there's a rich, incredible history that needs to be part of the celebration.
That is, and that we were admitting students before we were ordered to do so, right, is an important part of our history. What's important there, too, is that there was a drive and a call for it. If you think about what was happening nationally, what was the catalyst here was the students who were trying to get into St. Philip's. They had come back from the service and were looking for special careers. Largely at that time, St. Philip's had more workforce programs than San Antonio College did, and they were trying to get in. But because of the laws, they were unable. And by really through the court system, changed that and opened up the Alamo Colleges.
What does the future look like for San Antonio College? The nature of work is changing so much. We have no idea what kind of jobs we're going to need in 5-10 years.
So we're having that conversation now as we set our new strategic plan and move forward. What does the next 100 years look like for San Antonio, and how can we impact that? I think that we've done a great job in this bond. And if you look at all the materials that were produced about the different directions or the directions that each of the colleges is moving into. San Antonio College will help to increase the number of allied health programs in the medical center. We're scheduled to start construction of the new School of Nursing. And the sister colleges across the county and city will all bring programs that were highlighted through the bond election. I want to thank the San Antonio community for their support. That bond election and the success of it were extremely important to the future of San Antonio. You know, at the time, we had about 80,000 students. It was a $14,000 investment in the students currently enrolled to get us to the next phase.
So, you know, there are a lot of pressures on higher education. Students question whether or not getting that diploma is worth it anymore, particularly when they see like, oh, student debt is a big issue. So but going to SAC, the accessibility, affordability of the school, it allows many people to go get that degree, go get the education, get the certification without, you know, running into that deep hole, doesn't it?
Absolutely. You know, our goal today is to get students to the finish line debt-free, or as close as possible as we can to that. The other thing we've done is a deep dive into our academic portfolio to ensure that our students aren't graduating into poverty. And by that, I mean that we are looking at our programs to ensure that we're looking at high-wage, high-demand programs. Take, for example, our medical, our nursing programs and our fire academy, our police academy. You know, so we have a fire program now that in 16 weeks, if you're looking to change your career, in 16 weeks, we can get you into a firehouse. It's a full-time program. The students leave with a 28-hour certificate, but they've changed careers. And about 98% of our firefighters graduate into a job, right? And so by creating these pathways, these direct pathways, more intentionality, where our students are leading really the drive, you know, what we've found is we've got to create programs that students want to finish. And so we're listening to our students.
So there are those job pathways, you mm-hmm. know, take this job, take these courses, you'll get this job. But there are also liberal arts programs, particularly, you know, in the visual arts, drawing, painting, performance arts. And what I've noticed my time at San Antonio College, that many people that I, you know, I took these classes out of curiosity and mm-hmm. They became significant artists in San Antonio.
Right.
And they reflected San Antonio art and they created the art culture that we have in San Antonio. By having these classes, people may turn up their noses and say, why do we need an art program, you know, at SAC? It says, this is important for the development of San Antonio culture.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think we have a balanced mission here. 70% of our students are enrolled for transfer programs where we've got to provide those core courses and then those 12 hours of exploration as they move into then the transfer programs. It's aligning that need. I think that somehow we've gotten into this idea that a workforce program or a non-workforce program doesn't lead to a job. It does. Right. And it what it's leading to is a transfer institution where they'll complete that work. But the foundation is where SAC can help.
But having San Antonio College, it's a nurturing institution. You never know where that student's going to go and how they're going to end up. You may look at someone like me when I was at SAC and wonder, what's up with this guy? Mm-hmm. You know, and you never know where they're going to go. But the investment of time and energy and looking to see, okay, this guy's got some potential or this woman has some potential. Let's give him a chance. And having the resources and the investment, you know, it just continues to pay off.
Yeah, well, through our Alamo Advise model where we have case management system, it's setting up conversations with our students to help them along on those milestones. So we meet with our students 15, 30, and 45-hour marks to ensure that they're making progress to their intended goal, whatever that is. They've created tags or pathways so that when they're selecting their transfer institution, they transfer with as many hours as possible into that program and don't lose any hours.
For one century, San Antonio College has opened doors to higher education, training teachers, nurses, welders, community leaders. So many thousands of first-generation students have all gone on to shape our city. Dr. Francisco Solis, thank you so much, President of San Antonio College, to tell us about the celebration of 100 years of SAC.
Thank you for inviting me. I appreciate the time here.
And that's The Source on Texas Public Radio. Thanks for listening.
This has been The Source on Texas Public Radio. The Source is hosted by David Martin Davies. Tim Gutierrez is the show's producer. Additional production support from Steve Short, Ruben Garcia, Yvette Benavides, and Dan Katz, Vice President of News. The Source is made possible with support from the Gladys and Ralph Lazarus Foundation.